The KCME Culture Zone welcomes Jan McHugh-Smith, President, CEO of the Pikes Peak Humane Society, also Mike Pinnica of Pinnica Financial Group. We're going to talk about the Humane Society today and some activities in the future, all the things that the Humane Society does. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
The Humane Society, I think everyone has a general idea of what services you provide, but I think there's probably a lot of other things that you do that people don't know about. But, you know, Jan, essentially, the Humane Society shelters animals, pets.
Yes.
But there's a lot more to that.
Our mission is a compassionate community where animals are cared for and valued. So ultimately, we're trying to provide services to lift up the welfare of animals and people in our community. So the Humane Society serves as an animal protection group where we go out and we will investigate cruelty to animals. We also provide sheltering for animals that may be homeless or stray. And of course, we look to try to get the animals that don't get reunited with their family. They're going to be adopted out into hopefully a wonderful, loving home.
Well, do you work in conjunction with other services like the city's animal services or anything like that?
That's a good question. So the Humane Society actually contracts with the city of Colorado Springs and El Paso County to provide what we call animal law enforcement services.
Okay.
So our officers work for the Humane Society and they are commissioned to enforce the ordinances and the resolution for the city of Colorado Springs as well as the leash law area in El Paso County.
So you guys are the enforcers?
We are the enforcers.
Okay. Your website, I'd like to mention that right off, hsppr.org.
Correct.
That's for the Humane Society, the Pikes Peak region. Is that your sole location on 8th Street? Now, you also have a location in Pueblo as well, right?
Correct. We have Pueblo Animal Services, which is the building is owned by the city and county of Pueblo, but we do all of the operations for the city and county of Pueblo. And that shelter handles about 6,000 animals a year. And in Colorado Springs, we take care of over 17,500 animals a year.
That's amazing. So many.
Yeah, we also do animal law enforcement, not housing, but just the law enforcement for Douglas County and the city of Centennial. So we cover over 5,200 square miles in terms of animal protection.
Well, let's talk about recent changes. Anything new going on?
Well, we're very excited because we finished a capital campaign last year and we're able to remodel a portion of our building. So when you walk in now, we're able to have cats in what we call cat condos and cat townhouses.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot more spacious living for the cats where they can show off how athletic they are. And people can actually go onto our website, hsppr.org, and look at the cat cam and see cats playing on the different levels of surfaces that we've provided for them.
So a cat cam.
Yeah,
you can just log on and check out what the cats are doing.
I encourage you to do it at night because that's when the cats party.
Oh, of course.
They sleep all day.
So if you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, go to the
website.
And
you need entertainment, go on to the cat cam.
Okay.
And we also remodeled our lobby for adoptions. And more importantly, we expanded the north end of our building and we added 16,000 square feet to house more cats and dogs in much better living conditions than we had before.
Okay, so all of that recent stuff. I mean, I haven't been in there for maybe 2 or 3 years, so it's probably a completely different place.
It is.
Much larger.
Yeah, okay. It is much larger. But more importantly, the changes we've made have really improve the living conditions for the animals that are staying with us.
All right. Could you tell me like a case example of what the Humane Society does? I mean, you could talk about maybe rescuing an animal or handling a situation with an animal being a nuisance, perhaps. I'm sure you've got a million stories.
I do.
You do?
But I'll just tell you one today.
Just one.
Yeah. So one of the things that happens quite frequently, actually, is because we do animal law enforcement, there are animals that might be hit by a car or they might suffer abuse. And we have a veterinary team on staff. Actually, we have 4 veterinarians. Mm-hmm. We work 7 days a week. The shelter never closes. We are able to get those animals into our veterinary hospital and provide critical medical care for those animals to get them stabilized. And if we can't locate their family, then the other thing we can do is actually provide urgent care for these pets so that they have a good chance of surviving that critical incident. Right. And then if they are not reunited with their family, we can eventually place them up for adoption. So our veterinary team, they're amazing people. They work so hard. In addition to spaying and neutering probably 25 dogs and cats a day, they may have 3 or 4 emergencies that come in, and they're working to help these animals get the care that they need to be able to go on.
I'm going to switch over to Mike Pinica. Pinica Financial Group, yourself and,
yes.
and your wife, how are you associated with the Humane Society?
Yeah, you're probably wondering, what does a financial company have to do with dogs and cats? Well, it has a lot to do with our give back program in the community, and that's one of the things that that we've talked about in the past. We feel very passionate about giving back to our community, to worthy organizations, and certainly the Humane Society is one of them. Jan and her team have done a wonderful job as far as putting together programs to help dogs and cats. And it's also horses, too, and some other exotics.
Yeah, not just dogs and cats. I think folks concentrate on those two, but all kinds of animals.
That's correct.
Right. So we want to be able to give back in any way possible. My wife, Carol, served on the board for 2 terms, and she also was the chair for the Furball, which is the main moneymaker for the Humane Society. And we're very, very blessed to be part of that. And Carol feels very, very passionate about that. In fact, our current dog, Kramer, who if you ever came into our office, Kramer is an alumni of the Humane Society. And in fact, many people probably saw him at the beginning of the year. We had a Lamar sign. My sign was actually downtown. I got 2 calls. Kramer was on Garden of the Gods in front of his piggy bank asking people, are they saving for their retirement? He got more calls than I did, a lot more calls than I did. So
that wouldn't be Cosmo Kramer, would it?
Kramer loved to come to the board meetings, too. So we always enjoyed having Kramer at our Humane Society board meetings when Carol was part of it.
I'd like to remind listeners I'm speaking to Jan McHugh Smith, President, CEO of the Pikes Peak Humane Society, and Mike Pinica of Pinica Financial Group. Jan, I'd like to ask you, you take volunteers, right?
Yes, we do.
You take donations, you take volunteers. The call for volunteers, you're always asking for those, right?
That's absolutely right. The volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization, and we could not survive without them. People like Michael and Carol, who help out with our gala events and fundraising and support those events, as well as people who come down to walk dogs or groom animals that are severely matted, give a dog a bath, socialize our cats. Every single volunteer plays a critical role in our agency. And if people are interested in volunteering, they can go onto our website, and we have a volunteer orientation that they can sign up for to find out more. Yeah. We have all different kinds of jobs, from working, helping with adoptions. Our volunteers do most of our adoptions, and they help to facilitate that matchmaking.
You mentioned the Furball. That's a yearly event?
That's correct.
And that happens when?
In April, usually the last Saturday of April.
Okay, so that happened a couple of months ago. Now, coming up, you have something called Pawtoberfest.
Correct.
Which I understand is a pretty big event. It's like Oktoberfest, only with
paws.
Okay. And don't forget the beer.
And the beer. How can you go wrong? Pets and beer.
Exactly. Now, it's a really fun event, and Carol and Mike have been there with Kramer. But it's a pledge walk. It starts at the Bear Creek Nature Center, and we walk down to Bear Creek Park, where the soccer fields are. We have a huge festival, and then we'll have beer tastings there. You'll have an amazing time, and bring your dog. We have really fun contests, dog look-alike and their owner look-alike contests.
Dress the dog.
Costume. Kiss the dog, the best kiss the dog gives. They're really fun to watch, aren't they, Michael?
Yes, they are. We've always enjoyed it.
So all this is on your website. When the time comes, you have the information there.
Yeah,
so
registration will be up on our website really soon.
HSPPR.org. Now you're also on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
With latest events and things like that.
And if people have lost their pets or they're looking to adopt a pet, all of the animals that are at our facility are Their photos are up on our website. So people can go and they can look for their lost pet. They can file a lost animal report. Or if they found an animal, they can file a found animal report. Mostly, I think people love to go and peruse all the animals that are available for adoption. And like you said, we take in so many animals, and many of them are exotics. Like right now, we have a run on bunnies and turtles. We have rats, guinea pigs.
Do you have iguanas?
Yeah, we do get them periodically. Snakes.
Thinking about that.
If that's your thing, we have actually a small mammal room. You can come in and visit with all the exotic pets that come in.
Oh, great.
Yes, and we had 33 goats not too long ago and a horse. So luckily they've all gone home, but...
Now, Jan, touching on some of the wildfires we've had in recent years, also, well, disasters in general, the Humane Society has played a major part in rescuing and housing pets, the animals, in harm's way.
After Katrina happened, okay, the Stafford Act was put into place that mandated emergency management teams had to have placement and plans to deal with animals in their homes. Because, mm-hmm, as you know, with Katrina, many people wouldn't leave because they didn't want to leave their pets,
yes,
behind. So the city and the county designated the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region to be the emergency responder for animals during a disaster. So our animal law enforcement officers actually went into the areas of fire, pulling animals out of homes. During Waldo Canyon, we took in 860 animals. We had to open up emergency shelters. And then during Black Forest, we took 1,200 animals, 500 of which were chickens.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and we had a...
And probably lots of horses, too.
Yes,
huh?
We had about 400 horses, yeah, and llamas and donkeys. So those, we started an emergency shelter out at the county fairgrounds. So there's a lot of coordination, as you can imagine, with just getting in touch with people who were not able to get back home to rescue,
yeah,
their pet,
yeah,
and getting into their homes, getting their animals out of there, and then also helping people who did evacuate with their pets but can't keep them at the hotel or wherever they may be staying.
Yeah.
So it's a big part of our work, and we actually have a team called the Community Animal Response Team. 60 people who have been trained to handle large animals, to set up emergency companion animal shelters, and to do co-sheltering with Red Cross, and then having an animal shelter right across the hall so that,
yeah,
people can visit with their own animals.
One more thing I'd like to ask you, and something I'm curious about, is this new practice of implanting chips into pets so they can be tracked. Could you tell me a little bit about that, and does the Humane Society participate in something like that?
They're called microchips.
Microchips.
And they're about the size of a grain of rice. They have a number on them, and they're injected in between the shoulder blades with a needle underneath the skin. When an animal gets lost, our animal law enforcement officers and our staff, we have scanners, and the scanners,
oh,
actually activate the chip and get a number. If,
okay,
that number is registered to somebody, then we are able to reunite that pet with the person who registered. So, you know, if they said, you know, this is Jan's dog, here's her phone number or here's her email, you can text her and then let her know that her dog's down here. The most important part of this, yeah, is if your pet does have a microchip, please make sure the registration is current. What we find is there are many animals that come in with chips, but they've never taken the time to register the pet.
All right. So that's important, not just having the chip implanted, but have it registered as
that's
well.
That's very important.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing I'd like to mention, probably in closing, and that was really at the latest furball, was that there was a very moving video. And as you know, I'm a veteran, and we do a lot of stuff in the veteran community also. And it was just so touching to see what the Humane Society did for this veteran. His dog needed some life, saving, surgery, and he couldn't afford to do it. So the Humane Society was able to, provide the resources to do that. And this is a Vietnam veteran that had PTSD and many other, medical problems. And he just didn't have the money for this. So it was very, very touching. So I just want to let you know that your money does go to a good cause.
I've been speaking to Jan McHugh-Smith, President and CEO of the Pikes Peak Humane Society, also Mike Pinnica of Pinnica Financial Group. The website, hsppr.org. Jan and Mike, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.